USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As Second Amendment rights advocates are gathering in Richmond, Virginia, President Trump is tweeting that the Democratic Party of Virginia is working hard to take away your Second Amendment rights. In a tweet, the president is urging Virginia voters to vote for Republicans in 2020. The Democratic-led House and Senate in Virginia is working on a series of bills to tighten gun regulations. Lois is one of the several thousand gun owners protesting in downtown Richmond.
The Second Amendment is one that backs them all up. It gives the rest of them teeth. If the government takes your guns, what do you have left?
President Trump is on his way to Davos this week for the 50th annual meeting of the World Economic Forum. This year, the theme of the meeting is Stakeholders for a Cohesive and Sustainable World. The conference brings together 3,000 of the world's rich and powerful. This is USA Radio News.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board-certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameramen were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
President Trump's lawyers in his impeachment trial are calling the charges against him an affront to the Constitution. Here's more from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
The trial to begin on Tuesday in the Senate, and in an executive summary of a pre-trial brief, the president's legal team argues the charge of obstruction of Congress was, quote, frivolous and dangerous. The summary adds the Senate needs to speedily reject the articles of impeachment and acquit President Trump, along with accusing House Democrats of conducting a rigged process. The brief claims they actually proved the president did nothing wrong. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The first nuclear power plant in the United States is in the final stages of being removed from Fort Belvoir in Virginia. In December 2019, the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers proposed removing the reactor and any structures and equipment. The facility opened back in 1957. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
In entertainment news, USA Radio Network's Wendy King has the top movies at the box office, and there's a new number one.
In these streets, I never trusted anybody but you. I'm asking you, man. Bad Boys.
One last time. One last time.
Will Smith and Martin Lawrence star in the blockbuster hit Bad Boys for Life, bringing in a total weekend gross of $59.2 million. Dr. Doolittle is at number two with Robert Downey Jr. and Antonio Banderas, bringing in $22.5 million. 1917 is at number three with $22.1 million. Jumanji, The Next Level, drops down to number four with $9.6 million. Star Wars, The Rise of Skywalker is at number five with $8.4 million. Number six, Just Mercy, coming in at $6 million. Little Women is at number 7 with 5.9 million. Knives Out at number 8 with 4.3 million. Like a Boss is at number 9 with 3.8 million. And still on the charts, Disney's Frozen 2 at number 10 with 3.7 million. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
For more news, please remember you can always find us online at usaradio.com or download the iHeartRadio app and search for USA Radio News. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.